This is Sean Daniels for the Fright Channel Horror Haven, here with Alan Clemens from The Fictory. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. I'm PR for our independent studio, The Fictory. It's kind of a label that works with our other production company called Postage Incorporated. We make a lot of different things. Animated films. We're actually doing the Atomic Robo Last Stop animated film. Much anticipated short film that'll be around film festivals and available online for free and on DVD and all kinds of great stuff. We also, at Boston Comic Con this year, we're showcasing some of our iOS, macOS games, which is a pinball series based on our own graphic novel, Stab Gunner. This one's Pinball Shuffle, and it's based on the character Gunner, who's kind of a renegade riot girl with, buttless chaps and a small arsenal of weapons. And the whole pinball thing is kind of like this tournament in Scene City. So we kind of tried to recreate Scene City in our little booth here in Artist Alley.
Now, with the Atomic Robo cartoon first, do you have a target date of when that's going to be released?
Well, you know, we like to kind of give ourselves a little bit of room, but we did just finish a very successful Kickstarter campaign, so a huge thank you to the 1,000-something people that contributed to that. We're moving studios, and this has been in the planning for a long time, in July, or the end of June, so we decided that once we move, which I'm sure would only take a week or two, is when we're going to get cracking hardcore on it. I think it's going to take us about 2 or 3 months to finish, put the finishing touches on it, get it out to film festivals and release and premieres and things like that.
So now you're going to do combo conventions with a finished version of it?
Well, there's not a whole lot you can do unless they're going to let you play a film at a Comic-Con. I personally haven't seen that, but I'm sure it happens.
It's out there. It's just not, you know, not as often as stuff.
It's a great idea. I mean, I think we should do it.
I think we should, too. Now, what other animated films do you guys have in the works?
Well, this is really what we are focusing on right now. We have a lot of plans, but it's kind of like, you know, it's not even the thing that you want it to be a secret. You just, when you get it out there, sometimes it makes things more difficult, and then you feel like you're letting people down. So we're going to get this Atomic Robo thing down, out, awesome. Everyone's going to have a really good time with it, and then we'll take it from there.
Your online comic here, tell people a little bit about what that is.
Sure. Stab Gunner is it's the concept of my partner, Joe Krasmensky, partner in the studio, and one of our employees is the illustrator, Cortland Ellis here. And it's just this really cool world. I don't really know exactly where it came from in Joe's head, but it kind of ties this sort of, manga with, like, 8-bit video games and with, just generalized sort of Japanese action films. And
buttless chaps, as you said.
Buttless chaps. I would say also, like, kind of a hipster vibe to it, too. So it's really funny. It's really quirky, you know, great context, great dialogue, if you like that sort of thing. But also really cool graphics. The first issue's free online if you go to thefictory.com. Stab Gunner is what it's called. And we built in a part of the universe where there's a pinball arena, where pinball tournaments happen. So we made it happen in real life, and you can be in the pinball arena right here at the Boston Comic Con.
Now, where's the next stop for you guys after Boston Comic Con?
We're going to go to Otakon in Baltimore and the Baltimore Comic Con later in the summer. We're not 100% sure of what else we're going to do, but we're definitely going to try to hit up 2 or 3 more.
Excellent. Thank you guys for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you.